Tonight, I want to talk, kind of bring up, even though not all of us are, well, most of us are not new Christians, but just to kind of remind us of some of the things that new Christians have disappointments in when they first become Christians, to kind of remind us of what we can do to help them when we actually do start having new Christians here, and to help them out. Just a reminder. We know there's great joy when we see new Christians grow in the faith. We know there's great joy in heaven when we have new Christians. That the angels rejoice and everything is great when we have someone that is a new Christian baptized into the faith. But you can see in 3 John verses 3 and 4, it says, "For it was very glad when brethren came and testified to our to your truth, that is how you are walking in truth. I have no greater joy than this, to hear all my children are walking in the truth." So we can see that writer of 1 John, is it Paul? John, that's right. What am I thinking? Never mind. My mind. But anyway, you can see that John was talking to the people and explaining to them that gave him great joy to hear that his children were living in the truth, that they were following in what they were told or what they had been taught. But unfortunately, some Christians do not grow as they should. Sometimes they have problems that life comes up and it actually deals a blow to them that they're not prepared for. You can see that and they talks about that in Luke 8, verses 13 and 14. It says that those on the rocky soil, which this is the parable of the sower, it says those on rocky soil are those who, when they hear and receive the word with joy, and these have no firm roots, they believe for a while, and in a time of temptation fall away. The seed which fell among the thorns, these are the ones who have heard, and as they go on their way, they are choked with worries and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to maturity. So we can see that Christians, when they first become Christians, they do have a lot of joy in their lives. And then as they go back into the world, they have this, just as everybody else does, they have that issues that pop up. And it puts a strain on them. So then they take and, well, I've got to take, maybe I need to work a few more hours instead of attending church. Maybe I need to take and do this instead of putting more time into studying the Bible. Maybe I need to do this to take and try and make this connect. And they start falling away. They start losing their faith just because they didn't realize what they had. Sometimes they take and end up, you just let the stress of the world to overcome you. One way or the other, even with more mature Christians, that happens. Sometimes you get hit with more things than you can handle it, or that you think you can handle at once, and you're going to do it on your own. You think, I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to fix this. Instead of turning to God and saying, God, please help me. Please send me help. Give me somebody that can help me through this, that can help, just somebody to talk to that would help me figure this out. And those are some of the issues that new Christians have. Another issue that they have is sometimes it could be a misunderstanding, but they'll start seeing not the older, more mature Christian, and maybe they don't realize what they're doing, but they seem, for lack of a better description, they see me come out of the liquor barn. They don't know why I was there, but here's Jim coming out of the liquor barn. So Jim, an alcoholic, is Jim going out partying on the weekends instead of doing what he should? But if they can see sometimes that they see these weaknesses, what they perceive as to being a weakness in someone, and not realizing, and it puts them in. I had the word. They start questioning. Well, are these true Christians? Are these the people that actually are following God's word, or do they just follow God's word on Wednesday night and Sundays? Sometimes that happens. Sometimes they may not understand what you're doing there. You may be dropping off something for a pamphlet for somebody and trying to get them to come to church, but they may see you in there and say, well, what's he here for? But just the point that you know that a new Christian is just like a new baby. They're weak. Their faith is weak because they haven't had the time to mature. They haven't had all the learning and all the teaching that some of us have had. So we just need to remember to always take and to try and build them up, to keep track of someone new. Always try and talk to them. Don't let them just take and come in here, baptize them, and they're saved, and let them go out in the world. We want to take and try and be there for them. To take, because we're all weak and we all sin, but for a new Christian, it's even harder for them to take. It's easier for them to fall back into that old life because they were right there 2 days ago. So it's real easy for them to take and turn around and go back to doing what they were doing. And then they take and they get this great joy when they're first baptized, and then they take and they have this, they kind of let themselves down. They start disappointing themselves because here I am, I'm a Christian. I'm a new soul. I've been washed clean. This new creature, here I am sinning again. How can I do that? So they get disappointed in themselves. They take and start expecting that just because they were baptized, that it automatically, everything should change. And it doesn't. You still have to work at it on a daily basis, even 25 years later, whatever. You have to continue to work on your faith. And a lot of times, that's not something that we go over when you take. Yes, you tell them that you need to continue to study the gospel. You need to continue, but a lot of times they just get this thinking that, well, I'm a new creature, so I'm not going to sin anymore. And then they take, and when they do, then they feel disappointed in themselves. They feel like they've let us down. They feel like they've let God down, not realizing that it's just one of those things that it does happen, and we need to try and not do it again. So we can always try and help build them up. That's the number one thing we need to remember. When we do have new Christians, is to always try to take and bring, to tell them, you know, you're going to have problems, you're going to have issues, but it's how you can try. This is going to make you stronger in the end. The more trials that you have, it's hard to put it that way, but the more you deal with, the stronger you're going to get. And that is something that it's just like your muscles. If you go out and you pick up throwing hay and you're throwing hay all day long, that first time you do it, your arms are sore, you feel you're exhausted. The next time you go out and do it, well, you've got those muscles, so those muscles are built up. Well, that's what we need to do with our faith. And we need to explain to a new Christian that your faith right now it's going to be weak. It's not the point that you personally, I don't care if the man's 300 pounds and can lift this church. The faith part of it, your body may not be weak, but your faith is going to be weak because you're new. You're just like a baby that's just been born. You don't know everything. And you need to just remember that as they go along their life. And to always remember that they can rely on somebody else to come back and they can ask questions, that they don't have to take and sit here and say, well, I'm going to read the Bible, get all my answers out of the Bible, and I've got to do it all on my own. They need to remember or realize, and we need to explain to them that we are here to help them, as well as what the joy we get from helping them, that they're getting as much as we are. Because sometimes I know that, and I've said it this morning, that you hate to ask anybody for help. It's one of those things that, well, Bob's busy. I know Bob, he's running around. He's got stuff he's got to take care of at his house. Well, Kurt's going to be working, so now I need to take care of this. But we need to take and remember that we do have that foundation that we can always look back on and explain to them as well, the new Christian, that you do have all these people who are willing to help you, that I may not be able to be there in 15 minutes, but I'll be there in an hour. You've got to give me just a little bit of time, but we'll get somebody there to help you. And sometimes the new Christian, they get this false, which I kind of hit on that, this false thinking that everything's going to be rainbows. You've got a rose garden in front of you, and all you got to do is just live the good life, and you're going to be set. They have that thing. Sometimes you get that thinking that it's going to be perfect. God's perfect, so my life's going to be perfect. I don't have to worry about my health. I don't have to worry about finances anymore. Everything is going to go along great. And then then all of a sudden something happens, and well, get hit in the head. I've got to go in. I've got stitches. I got to take care of. That's got to be taken care of. I'm off work for 6 weeks, and now bills are starting to pile up. So they get that falsehood that everything that they were going to see being perfect, well, it's not as perfect as they thought. And sometimes that will cause them to stumble. That will cause them to take and say, well, here was good. I'm a Christian, and now all of a sudden my life's falling apart. That it's just, and not realizing that it was just strictly that one, it's just an incident that happened. It was going to happen probably if you weren't a Christian or not. But they start thinking, they have it in their head that everything's going to be perfect. That they start thinking that their life is great, which we all know it doesn't happen that way. There's going to be challenges in our lives for the whole time we're alive. We're always going to have a challenge, something, excuse me, something that's going to take and cause us to have to take and work on our faith as well. Even if somebody who has been around for 50 years as a Christian, there may be times that they're going to have to struggle, that they're going to have something come up that just hits them out of the blue and it takes them a little bit to recover. And that's something we need to explain to a new Christian as well, that there are going to be times like that, that you're going to get down and to take and just to keep working at it daily and to continue to grow on your Christianity. And sometimes, well, that one hits home. Sometimes you'll have negative teachings. You get around... You get around somebody that was a friend of yours from before. You take and he always claimed to be a Christian. He always went to church, but then his thinking is actually one of the easiest ones is once saved, always saved. They believe that no matter what you do, you're always saved. So that can take and cause a new Christian to actually have issues as well, because they have the teachings that we've been teaching them here. And they're understanding, and then all of a sudden somebody else comes up and says, well, you're saved no matter what. All you got to do is believe. And those teachings can take and cause them to stumble, because they take and they will have somebody that will take and lead them the other way. Kind of the wolf's in sheep's clothing. They're wanting to be there. They say they're going to be a friend, but they actually take and kind of draw them away to try and get them to come back to their old life. And sometimes we need to remember to tell the new Christians, this is going to happen to you. From time to time, you're going to have somebody who may have been your best friend in high school and thought he was the greatest person around, may take and actually try and lead you down the wrong way because not intentionally. Sometimes it's his misunderstanding of what he's been taught. But if you don't take and study, and if you don't check with other or come back to the Bible on what you hear, then it can lead you astray. And we just need to remember, as we're going, hoping to grow, we have got new people that's been coming in. And as we're doing this, we just always need to remember that we can't just take and baptize them and let them be on their own. We need to remember that they rely on us just like we rely on each other. We need to be there for them to help them grow, mature in their Christianity so that they can become stronger Christians and to serve God. And that way they actually know what they're doing and not just running around trying to remember what they've heard on Sunday morning and trying to make it through the week on their own. But just explain to them when we would meet on Wednesday nights. That's a lot of times it's hard for some people to get here because of their work hours. But if you can get here, that's just enough to build you up to help you get through the rest of that week. If you have, and just remind them, that, like I said before, always, that somebody, any of us, would take a phone call. Just when they get it, if they have a down day, call somebody. That way they can have somebody to talk to, somebody to work their issues out with, because if not, then unfortunately we're not doing them the best service that we can do, because it's real easy to take and, well, they haven't been here today, or they haven't been here for 2 weeks, and just kind of forget about it. But we're doing them a disservice by doing that. We need to remember to always look and try and keep track of, especially with a young Christian, do they look like they're having problems? Just check on them. Don't mean to pester them, but take and just keep checking on them to make sure that they are growing, that they are doing okay. I know that there's times that we get busy and we forget, but hopefully between all of us that we'll have time to, somebody will remember to call and say, hey, are you doing okay? Have you got a problem? Is there something we can help you with? Noticed you haven't been in church for a couple weeks and we're just worried about you. We're worried about your soul and your eternity. And those are just some of the negative things, or some of the things that can actually cause a young Christian to fall away. Some things that sometimes you don't think about. I know that going through this, there was times that I didn't think about it because it had been several years since I'd been a new Christian. And you don't think about, well, I had this person that was calling on me and checking on me all the time. Also, I had the advantage of Tammy being there. And I don't know why that did, but anyway, well, I got emotional on that, other than the point she's my wife, but I had her there. I had Chuck and Anna. Had everybody. And that's one of the greatest things that we can have, especially in a church like this. Being small, we do have this tight-knit family group. And that's one thing that the people I've talked to, I know with Vanessa, that was her favorite thing about this church. She said she felt like she'd been here all of her life. And Kevin and Sarah is the same way. So that's one thing that we do well, but just a reminder to us that not to take and allow Satan to walk in and steal somebody away from us. If we get them here, if we get them in this building, we ought to do our best to keep them here. Sometimes it's not going to work. Sometimes you get somebody in here and they're not going to, it's at that time, they're not ready to stay. But we need to take and every chance that we get to take and remember to try our best to help out somebody, especially the new Christians and sometimes the older Christians. Sometimes a more mature Christian may be having a rough day as well. But if they are having that rough day, we always need to remember to try and help them out as best we can. And that kind of concludes my